the interest rates, especially on the debt and the corporate bonds. Therefore, the valuation is somehow different now. I can speak about the situation in Slovakia.
Yes, please.
Close to me. Thanks to the increase in the interest rates, companies started to finance their operations via the bonds. It's now very popular, and the volume of new bonds and the trading in the corporate bonds is increasing. We see that more SMEs companies are now issuing the bonds in Slovakia. Projects are usually co-financed with the bank finance, but I see that the stock exchange regarding the equity is not now in the best trend, at least in Slovakia, but companies are looking especially for the bond financing and to refinance the banking debt and the loans, because it is much more difficult to get new loans, and sometimes it is even more expensive than the corporate bonds now in Slovakia.
Okay, thank you. And what is the situation in your opinion? So,
in the region or in the Polish market?
In the Polish market. In the region, it will be a second question.
Okay. In a, this is a complex situation because we must distinguish the situation of the market, the stock market, bond market, derivatives market on the one hand, and the situation of the market operator. That is, in our case, the Warsaw Stock Exchange. So if you ask me about the opinion, my opinion is quite different on those two things.
Okay.
First of all, the market has strong headwinds, and I believe no market in Europe is now in a good shape. The new listings are getting down. The turnover trading on stock exchanges is smaller, and the private markets are getting in strength. Private markets, which, let's say, are not generally serviced by stock exchanges. In Poland, unfortunately, if we look at the return of our main indices, they are not favorable. In many years, they are negative. So, unfortunately, long-term investors are not in the money, so to speak. So, they cannot be satisfied if they hold securities for 5, 10 years or 15 years. So the market is one thing, but the Warsaw Stock Exchange is, curiously enough, in very good shape.
Yeah.
Very good shape. The first half of this year's financial result is very positive, probably at record levels, which is important because the Warsaw Stock Exchange is a listed company. So it has to satisfy not only market participants, but shareholders of the Warsaw Stock Exchange. So, and my judgment or opinion, assessment of the infrastructure of Polish market is positive in all areas, including the stock exchange itself, which is now, for a couple of years, trying to find new activities, new sources of revenue, and I believe is managed in an official way. So,
there is a new
strategy
of Warsaw Stock Exchange. Yeah,
there is a new strategy based on increasing trading, which is not always dependent on the activities of the stock exchange itself. It depends on the market. but the other areas, new initiatives and the stress on technology and data management, those are new functions which hopefully will generate profits for this institution. So you see, my assessment of the Polish market is different with regard to operators on the market,
infrastructure,
and the market itself measured by return of indices.
Okay, thank you. So, Lukas, you said us about Bratislava and Slovakia, the situation in this country. So, can you tell us something about the situation in our region, CE region? What do you think? What is the situation in our region during the war, for example?
Okay. For a moment, I would like to go slightly back. Regarding the Bratislava Stock Exchange, as well, for us, this is one of the best year regarding the volumes and regarding the new listings, but we are mostly bond exchange, not the equity. And in the bonds, this is one of the best years ever. Regarding the CE region, I see there are quite many challenges and opportunities for us because our markets are smaller compared to, let's say, Germany or France or Netherlands. But challenges in the meaning of the regulation. Regulation is every year much stricter, much more difficult to follow. And this is a strenuous moment for the stock exchanges and the listed companies. We see the impact, not just the regulation, of course, but regulation is part of the equation, that the Istanbul Stock Exchange, for example, had a larger number and of listings of IPOs this year than, for example, Frankfurt, London, Milan. So for us, the challenge is how to manage the new regulation, if there is a possibility to cooperate on some levels, to find a way for cooperation, and how to manage these challenges. But compared to Frankfurt, for example, if small company in Slovakia wants to go into the Frankfurt, it is invisible. It is too small for the investors. It's a company which is in their eyes.
So where can they go?
They wouldn't go. For them, it's better to be served on the local market.
Okay.
Therefore, I see that in the CE, the stock exchange, we'll have the role in each country to serve the smaller companies, the medium-sized companies, maybe not the larger one, but I see that there is a future to have this small niche market within the region. Maybe in the Warsaw it's somehow different because you are much larger than, for example, Slovakia, but I see, and what I know from the market, this is the approach our companies also have.
Okay, thank you. And what do you think about the situation in the CEU region?
Yeah, well, this is a difficult question because also in Poland, we have seen the declining number of new listings and IPOs. And I wouldn't say that this is completely unavoidable, because this year in Romania there was the biggest IPO in Europe,
exactly.
Not in Central Europe, but in Europe, 2 billion euros worth Hidroelectrica. So I think that there is a chance for big listings to have a debut in one of the of our markets. But in general, I would say we are also not very happy with the market, as every exchange in Europe, I would say. But the question is, and you indicated this in your introduction, that there is a risk of marginalization. of our markets. It is a real risk, but I must say that none of our exchanges, maybe you are right, thank you for the compliment that Warsaw is a bigger market and can survive, etc. But in general, none of our exchange has ever been a global market or even large on a European scale. So if you have never been very large, there is no risk of marginalization. Well, this is sort of stupid argument, but I think that in terms of, if I look at history of our region, and excuse me, as you see, I'm much older than you, so I remember lots of things, and from the very beginning, there was an idea that those markets and exchanges are relatively small and they should somehow merge together to create a bigger scale, to take advantage of economies of scale, lower costs, etc., etc. And there were some attempts. You know, every couple of years there was an attempt to integrate the markets. Now I see that practically there is no chance. Unfortunately, there is no Petr Koblis, the head of Prague Stock Exchange, is not with us. But I remember, was it 8 years ago or nine, that there was a bigger group under the Vienna umbrella, including Vienna, Prague, Budapest, and Ljubljana. Now, there are only two, Prague and Vienna. So this integration has turned out to be either difficult or impossible. So I think each of our exchanges has to deal with local environment, serve to raise capital for local participants. Having said that, I don't exclude bigger offerings. So the one that I mentioned in Romania, I think that's an example that is feasible.
Yes, I have a question. So you said about huge IPO in Romania. So what do you think? Is it possible in Polish stock market, some huge IPO?
Everything is possible, and we remember, was it 3 or 4 years ago, equally sizable offering of Allegro was the case in Warsaw.
Yes.
So it is possible.
But sometimes only.
Sometimes, yes. And you need to find a good company, a good environment. But you see, we can say that nowadays there is a sort of declining growth, or even in all countries. There is a war across the border, but still Romania succeeded. Mm-hmm. So they had a good example of, let's say, green energy, which is in demand. So I think that apart from serving the local market, at least Polish market should try to encourage foreign investment, foreign capital, because traditionally we have been, I would say, popular with foreign investors, and still nowadays the trading is done more than 50% by foreign investors in Poland. Mm-hmm. So we are still on radar screens, but this visibility nowadays is a bit smaller.
Okay, so we are in the zone of the best Polish university, economy university. I see some of my students. So I have a question. I think that it's important question. What do you think? Does the stock market, as we know, it make sense? We have crypto assets. And my students invest in crypto assets, not in traditional stocks. What do you think?
Well, it depends on the crypto asset, whether it is asset in fact. But yes, stock exchange will have place in the world in the future. Because on one hand, we dislike the regulation, but on the other hand, you know exactly what are you buying. And you are buying companies, you are buying the value, you are buying the future and the opportunity to have some capital, some money. There is something valuable within the companies, and you can somehow expect the returns. Regarding the crypto assets, sometimes you are just buying the story, and there is nothing else. And of course, you've got the crypto-backed assets, which can be linked to real value and real world asset. But again, the regulation is going to be much stricter also within this part of the financial world. You've got the MiCA regulation. Therefore, it will be regulated very similar way as the standard assets. So there is no reason to buy just crypto assets. It is better to buy stocks. So in the future, I see that this will be not a substitute, it will be complement. You can put some crypto assets into your portfolio, maybe in the speculative part of the portfolio, but definitely it will be no substitution. About the technology itself, the blockchain technology, we will see. Maybe in 10 years, it will be everything decentralized, maybe it will be traded in a different way than now, but actually now, in the next maybe 10 years, I don't see any challenge from the point of view of the standard stock exchange versus the crypto assets.
Okay, and what do you think?
You know, my opinion is very similar. In terms of regulation, I have to be cautious because I have in front of me in the audience the head of our National Financial Supervision. So, but even without him, I would say that investing in crypto assets is risky.
Yeah.
And the worst thing for a stock market and stock exchange itself is to create a bubble which has no intrinsic value. You know, bubbles happen from time to time, but and any company can be overvalued. But if we see the volatility of crypto assets, I'm still completely unconvinced that it should be distributed through the established channel of market infrastructure in Poland. There are many other products that can be traded on the exchange using tokens, using certificates. Recently, the Warsaw Stock Exchange launched a certificate on gold, which is, well, we'll see whether it's popular or not. In all countries, some people like gold and they want to invest in gold. So instead of keeping it at home, you can buy a certificate, have trust in the issuer of the certificate, but it can be done. You know, there are lots of other certificates, tokens, or whatever that can be traded with more, I would say, confidence than cryptocurrencies. Moreover, if There is one thing in cryptocurrencies which is, I would say, positive, that is the blockchain technology. And blockchain technology is already used in the Polish market by a central depository of securities. Yeah. So technology is okay, I have nothing against it, but trading crypto assets, I wouldn't propose it to ordinary investors.
Okay, so we are close to the end of our discussion, so maybe some summary. One question, Lukasz, what do you think, what will be the future of capital market in our region?
Well, we will see after the monetary policy started to bite the real market, because there is usually a lag between 12 to months to 24 months. Therefore, we will see what will happen when the debts will be rolled forward. So in the incoming years, we can see a lot of uncertainty and volatility. But definitely, because the literacy, the financial literacy and the wealth of the region is increasing, I think it will be interesting time for us. Uh-huh. So I'm quite positive.
We live in interesting time.
If you say interesting times, yeah, it means very risky and dangerous usually. but I would say, you know, I used to be
maybe some optimistic
the head of the Warsaw Stock Exchange for 15 years. During that time, there were at least two or three situations that the market, according to some analysts and observers, was due to go bankrupt. And I remember, you know, an illustration of this with my photo and the title, The Captain of Titanic. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I survived myself three enormous crises, and I think there is always a place for trading, a trading in regulated environment. This is very important, regulated environment. And of course, there is no chance that Poland and Slovakia will lead the European market. We have to establish a niche. Niche maybe is too small expression. Definitely, our scope of operation definitely will be bigger for many reasons than Slovakia. That's obvious. But we would like to be part of European securities market, concentrated on our region, concentrated on raising capital for Polish market. And I think I'm positive in terms of not only survival,
okay,
but also development of the stock market. Today, you must know that stock exchanges as market operators find completely new areas of activities that allow gaining new revenues in terms of not only trading, but yeah, lots of other services.
Lots of activities, yeah.
And I think the exchanges will always remain an informational IT and telecommunication hubs. And through those hubs, everything can be traded, assessed, etc.
Okay. So thank you. Our time is up. Thank you. Thank you very much. And that's all. The floor is yours.
Bardzo dziękujemy wszystkim uczestnikom panelu, moderatorowi, panelistom. I prosiłbym już pomału, żeby kolejni paneliści przygotowywali się do panelu i zajmowali miejsca, a my za niedługo będziemy zaczynać.